Yesterday we started Paragracious Hagez, and most of yesterday's daf focused around Rabbi Ulai's Shita, or the discussion that Rabbi Ulai has with the Chachamim in regards to Shutfus, whether Reishis Hagez is Chayiv when there's Shutfus, when it's owned in partnership. And today's daf also centers around Rabbi Ulai's Shita. Now, just to remind ourselves, on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara had quoted a Braisa that Behemas HaShutfim Chayiv Bereishis Hagez, Rabbi Ulai Poter, that Behemas HaShutfim, a behemoth that's owned by partners, the Tanakama said is chayiv in Reish Sagez. Rabbi Ulai says is potter from Reish Sagez. Rabbi Ulai has a drasha, the Chachamim have a different, use that drasha to teach Mishutfus of it Kochavim. But bottom line is, that is the machloka. So once we discuss the Shutfus in regards to Reish Sagez and the specific drasha that teaches us, that Rabbi Ulai holds to teach us, that it's potter from Reish Sagez because the Pasuk says, Son Cha, Veloshal Shutfus, singular possessive, Son Cha, your tzon, so we darshin velo shel shutfus. So the Gemara quotes 10 other examples of where a singular possessive lashon would seem to imply velo shel shutfus, and whether or not we actually hold it that we exclude shutfus in these other 10 cases. So yesterday we discussed that modu Rabbi Ulai b'truma, that even though by truma it says degancha, which would seem to imply velo shel shutfus, but there's another pasuk of truma seichem which includes even shutfim. And we discussed chala, that even though chala one could compare to truma because it says reishis, or actually one could compare it to reishis hageiz, and we thought therefore maybe you should exclude chala from chala shel shutfus, we should exclude it from the chiyuv chala, so that's why we have ariso seichem. So then we said, so I think now we're up to number three, I think we're up to peya, I don't know if we read peya, yes, I'm not sure, about 5 lines before the lines get wide. We didn't read it. Okay, so number three, peya, there are 10 examples Gemara is going to have. Peya, afal gav dichsiv sadcha, didach in, shutfus lo, even though it says sadcha, this is another example of, even though it's singular possessive, and Rabbi Ulai holds by reish sagez, singular possessive means that we exclude shutfus, there's another example of singular possessive not excluding shutfus, where even Rabbi Ulai is going to be modded that shal shutfus is chayiv, because even though it says sadcha, in the plural, el sadcha lamali. So why? What does sadcha come to teach me in the singular if it's not excluding shutfus? Lamute shutfus of kochavim. It's coming to tell me to exclude shutfus of avid kochavim, shutfus of a guy in a field. Then you're not chayiv in peya. But shutfus of two Jews in a field is absolutely chayiv in peya. Fourth example, bechora afal gav dechsev kala bechora sheriv alei bivkarcho v'tzoncha. Even though it says bivkarcho v'tzoncha, when we talk about kedushas bechor, we talk about singular possessive. So one would assume didach in the shutfus lo that you're that if it's owned b'shutfus, it's part from bechora kas rachmana ubechoros bekarchem v'tzonchem in the plural. So then why do I have the singular possessive form at all? Again, the same explanation is coming to exclude shutfus ovid kochavim. Example number 5. Mezuzah. Even though it says beischa, and therefore you would assume that any house that's owned jointly, that's owned in partnership, is pater from mezuzah. That's why the pasuk says in plural possessive that you put mezuzah up so you can lengthen your days plural and the days of your children plural. So why do we have a singular at all? Why do we have a singular possessive at all? So now you expect the Gemara to answer the same thing it's answered in the last three times, to tell me lemute shutfus akum, that if it's a shutfus of a guy, it's not chayiv mezuzah. But strangely, the Gemara says, l'chad rabba, dam rabba, derech biyascha, minayamin. It says, beischa, to teach me rabba's drasha, that the place you put the mezuzah, we know that you're supposed to put the mezuzah on the doorpost, but which side? So, derech biyascha, minayamin, the side, the right side coming in, right? We know you're supposed to put it on the right side also, but the right side where? The right side coming in, the right side coming out. So, beischa is milashon biyascha, that it's supposed to be on the right side coming in. So, frak tells us, the top tells us, kuflam vavam ralev, tema, amaylo amr shutfus tovid kacham, kol hani de la'el, every other example we've given so far, where we have both the singular possessive and a plural possessive, we said that shutvus is chayiv, but the singular possessive is to tell me that shutvus ovid kuchavim is pater. So why over here do we not say the same thing? So there are various approaches in the Rishonim to answer this kasha. The Rashba writes that the Gemara is not mima'et shutvus ovid kuchavim, because misvara, the bias of a bias that's owned jointly by a Jew and a guy, is chayiv in mezuzah. Meaning essentially, we show them take two different directions. They either say the Gemara is not mimayit because it's not true, it's actually chayiv in mezuzah, or they say the Gemara is not mimayit because it's so obvious that it's pater from mezuzah. So you take one extreme or the other to explain why the Gemara doesn't mention it. So the Rashba says it's because it's not true. A bias of an ovid chavim in Yisrael that's owned jointly is chayiv in mezuzah. Why would a bayis owned jointly by a Jew and a guy be chayiv in mezuzah? So he says, number one, because mezuzah is chovas hadorhi, and anyone who lives and as long as a Jew lives in the house, therefore it should be chayiv in mezuzah, because we pass the mezuzah is a chayiv on the one living living in the house. Because if mezuzah were chavas habayis, so then you could say misvara that the chiv should be tali on who the owner is, and we could say that if it's partly owned by a guy, then it would be pater. But since it's chavas adar, there's more reason to emphasize the person living in the house, not the owner of the house. So as long as a Jew is living there, it's going to be chayiv mezuzah. Second reason the Rashba says is based on what the Gemara in Yuma tells us, that mezuzah is made not primarily, but mezuzah is for shmira. The mezuzah affords a person protection. So if that's the case, there's no reason to exclude a bayis ha-shutfim, even with a shutfusim nachri, because as long as a Jew lives there, he requires protection. So anyone who requires protection is going to be chayiv mezuzah. Very similar to what the Gemara says in Yuma, in Daf Yud Aleph over there, the Gemara says that most mezuzah sugyas are in menachas. We saw them in menachas in the lamed. But there's also one or two dapim in Maseches Yuma that there's a heavy concentration of hilchos mezuzah. So in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, that a house of a woman, a beis hakneses, and a beis hashutfin is chayiv mezuzah. And the Gemara says that the havamin to say that it's pater is because it says beischa, and we might darshan beischa velo beisa, and beischa velo batehem, to exclude beisa, woman's house, and to exclude houses owned by several people. So the Gemara says, so why don't we take a darshan that way to pater them from mezuzah? So the Gemara says, meaning, why in a chinami do we say that that women are chayiv mezuzah? Why don't we say they're pater? So the Gemara says, amar kra leman yirbu yimechem v'mei v'nechem. Hanu boi chayi v'hani lo boi chayi. That it says, man yirbu yimechem v'mei v'nechem, the mezuzah affords protection, it affords arichus yamim. So if that's the case, it's something that everybody is interested in. So as long as there's a Jew living in the house, it shouldn't make a difference who the owner of the house is. Everyone needs that bracha of arichus yamim. Now, according to this approach of the Rashba, it would turn out, Ladina, that even a house that belongs entirely to a Nachri and a Jew lives in the house should be chayiv in mezuzah, because it has nothing to do with who the owner is, it has everything to do with who lives there. So that's both of the reasons of the Rashba would determine that such a house would be chayiv in mezuzah. That is the sheet of the Rashba. On the other side, on the flip side, you have the sheet of the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Chulinos Tafshin Mem Aleph writes that shutfus of a Jew and a guy is potter from mezuzah, based on the svara that, and based on that, certainly if a Jew lives in a house that's completely owned by a guy, it would be pater from mezuzah. Now, why is it pater? So he says, first of all, since the riboy of bayis hashutfin is brought in our sugya from the pasuk of the man yirbu yimechem, so mainly we see that the riboy is only for shutfim who are both in the same boat. It's the man yirbu yimechem, two people together who are both people that the Torah is makbid of their ribo yamim, that the Torah cares about the ribo yamim, the ribo yameim. So that would have to be two Jews. But when Yad Nachri is b'emtza, when there's a chelek of a guy in it also, where the Torah wouldn't be so makbid on ribo yamav, so then it's going to be pater. That's one reason that he says that a bias that's owned in partnership between a Jew and a guy is pater. Second reason he says, it's chasr in the sheer bias, that only a bias shalem is chayiv in mezuzah, but since there's the chelek of the nachri is pater, the Jew doesn't have a full sheer bias that's chayiv in the mezuzah. Why doesn't the Gemara learn the miut then for over here from the plural, from the singular possessive? Why doesn't it learn the miut to exclude a bias that's on b'shutfos between the Jew and the guy? So the Mordechai says we don't need a pasuk to teach me that miut because we learned it from the riboy of shar shutfim in the pasuk of the man yirbu yimechem. We see that the riboy that includes regular shutfim only includes regular shutfim of Israel. It's there in the drasha to include regular shutfim that it's only about those who are makab, who we are makvid about the riba yamin. So therefore, the Mordechai paskins open and shut. He says for sure a bayis shal shutfim that's owned partly with a guy is pater from his zuzah, totally against the Rashba. How do we paskin shulchan aruch? So in Yerdeus and Reish Pivav Sefalif, the mechaber quotes the din that a bayis of shutfim is chayvim zuzah, and he doesn't make any chilek between shutfim and Yisrael, shutfim and makam. He doesn't mention anything about shutfim, about being having a shutfus with a Jew or a guy. He just says, if you have a shutfus, you're chayvin mezuzah. In Beis Yosef, he quotes from the Bedek HaBayis and the Rashba that shutfus in a guy is also chayiv. So it seems that that's what the Mechaber is really paskening like. The Ramah, however, paskens like the Mordechai. The Ramah writes that a bayis of shutfim and between Yisrael and a Nachri, between a Jew and non-Jew is going to be potter from a zuzah, and the Taz says, "What's the reason for this?" And he quotes the first reason that the Mordechai gave, because the Torah is not makbir, and the ribu yamim shall nachrim. The Shach, however, says, aside from the fact that you could potter this bias because of chalko shal nachri, you should also potter because of chashash sakana, that you have to be concerned that maybe the guy is going to think you're practicing kishuf. You own a house together with a guy, and you're putting up a mezuzah. He doesn't know what's going on, so he might be suspicious that there's some sort of kishuf going on. But either way, the Ramah paskins like the Mordechai. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Tshuva is actually bothered by this. He doesn't understand how the Ramah in Tshuva Samach Vav, how the Ramah could paskin like the Mordechai against the Rashba, the way the Beis Yosef quoted it, meaning the Mordechai seems to be a das yachid, and typically in Psak Halacha, the Rashba is weighed a little more heavily in Psak Halacha than the Mordechai would be. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered by that. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that really this is part of a much larger machlokas. There is a suffix in the Rishonim when a person lives in someone else's house. When you rent a house, let's say, are you chayiv midah rice in mezuzah or chayiv midah rabbanan in mezuzah? The Gemara Menachah says that for the first 30 days you're potter from mezuzah when you rent. After that, you're chayiv in mezuzah. The question is, the Rishonim all debate, what's the nature of that din? Is it that really you're chayiv midah rice and you should have been chayiv right away? It's just that it doesn't have a shame based dira until 30 days. Or is it that, no, really you're pater midaraisa, you're pater forever midaraisa. It's just that it looks bad if you don't put up a mezuzah because it looks like you're based here. It's more of a marasayin issue. That's a machlokes rishonim. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger that from Tosos it seems that their maskana is that the whole chiv is only midrabanan. And that's how the Rash holds as well. However, the Rashba holds that the chiv on a rented house is midaraisa. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it's the same machlokes. That machlokes rishonim is totally in the Chakira, if we were going to be memayit from Beischa, any bias that's not completely yours. Do you say Beischa means to exclude any bias that's not completely yours? So then that is in fact the maskan of Tosfos and the Rash, that a bias that you rent is not completely yours and therefore it's pater mida oraisa. So therefore, hu adin, you should pater a beis hashutvim, like the Mordechai says, and that's how the Ramah paskins, that a beis hashutvim is pater. The Mechaber, the paskins, that a beis hashutvim is chayiv, obviously doesn't hold to that drasha. He would obviously hold that Beischa does not exclude any house that's not completely yours, and therefore he would hold that by schirus, he would hold like the Balei HaTosfos, that by schirus, that really midah raisa, or like the one Tzadon Balei HaTosfos, that by schirus, that really midah raisa, you're chayiv, because we're not being memayit a bias that's not completely yours. So and it's just that it doesn't have a shame-based dira for the first 30 days. So what does Rabbi Akiva Eiger gain by making these two machloks and Talei Zebezeh? Because remember, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was bothered, how could the Ramah paskin like a das yachid, the Mordechai against the Rashba? So now what Rabbi Akiva Eiger did is he said that the machlokas is not just Rashba versus Mordechai, it's part of a much broader machlokas that includes the Rosh, that includes the Balei HaTosfos. So he says, yeah, now it's the Rashba against the Mordechai, the Rosh, the Balei HaTosfos. So now you understand where the Ramah has strong basis to Paskin, like what seemed like a Das Yachid. In fact, it's not a Das Yachid at all. Okay, that is all in terms of Mezuzah. We're on the top line, Kuflam Vav Amir Aleph. Sixth example of where singular possessive is used, and you might think to exclude Shutfim. So Meiser, Afagav Dixiv Meiser, Degoncha, Dilachin, the Shutfus Lo. By Meiser, since it says singular possessive, Meiser Degoncha, one might have thought that only your Meiser, but Meiser Shal Shutfus is excluded, that you're not Chayvin Meiser if the grain is owned by Shutfim. So Kasrachman, the Masro Sechem. That's why it also says plural possessive. El Meiser Degoncha, Lamayasa. So what does Meiser Degoncha come to teach? So now we go back to the standard answer. Lamute Shutfus Tovik Chavim comes to exclude if you own the grain in partnership with a guy. Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aros just wonders why it is that we need a special limud to tell me that if you have shutfus of two Jews, you're chayiv and meiser, and shutfus of a Jew and a guy, you're patur from meiser when we already had such a drasha by truma. I mean, why do you need separate drashas for meiser and truma? Normally, the halachas of what's chayiv in trumas and meisros are the same. So why do we need two separate drashas? So he says maybe over here we're talking about meiser sheni, and meiser sheni is not similar to truma because truma, whereas truma's mamun gavoa and kedushas chal on it, meiser sheni has different chiyuvim than truma. For instance, he quotes several rishonim, the smag, the ireim, that hold that vegetables yerek is chayiv and meiser sheni midoraisa, but it's pater and truma midoraisa. Midoraisa dagan tirosh v'yitzar is chayiv and truma. You don't need truma from vegetables midoraisa. So it could be that the chiyuv of truma and the chiyuv of meiser sheni are not necessarily linked together. And this is dafka talking about meiser sheni when it says meiser. Now there happens to be shitos from rishonim as well that are chayiv yerek and meiser rishon minatara also. So if that's the case, you could even say it's talking about meiser rishon. You don't even need to say it's talking about meiser sheni. Okay. Now the what example are we up to? Example number 7 of where we have singular possessive matanos. The topic of the last parak of the matanos that you give to the kohen from a carbon, from a carbon. Afal gav the katz rachmana, not from a carbon, from a behemoth that you shecht. Afal gav the katz rachmana of a nasan ikal memer yolf nesina meresh sages malalan the shut v'slo afkan the shut v'slo. Even though it says v'nasan, one might have thought that we should compare it to resh sages and exclude shutvus. So katz rachmana may es zovcheh zevach. That's why the pasuk says "Eis zov chesavach." El time the chasr rachman "Eis zov chesavach." Halafach have a mina lev merish sages. Adrav nev mitruma. So Gemara says, "Well, wait a second. Only because it says "Eis zov chesavach," but otherwise you would have assumed that we should apply whatever Allah has applied to resh sages to matanos as well. Why don't we, instead of learning resh sages from matanos, we should learn resh sages from truma? And by truma, and therefore you wouldn't need a pasuk. Because why would we assume to learn from truma rather from Reish Sagez? So Rashi writes, because that's always the rule. Kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan. Whenever you have the opportunity to make a hekesh l'kula or make a hekesh l'chumra, so you make a hekesh l'chumra. So by truma, when it's shoshotvim, it's going to be chayiv. So why learn from Reish Sagez that shoshotvim is pater? Learn from truma, shoshotvim is chayiv l'chumra. So says Gemara, enachinami, meisov chayazevach lamali. Yeah, you're right. So what do I need meisov chayazevach for? Just teaches me that the chiyuv of separating the matanos is the butcher's chiyuv, that it's his responsibility to make sure it happens. He can't say, I'm just doing the job of shechting this animal, let the owner worry about it. No, he has to know that he has to take off the matanos. That's what we learn from Esav Chayazavach. Nothing to do with Shal Shutfim. Shal Shutfim we know already from Truma. Okay, example number 8. Bikurim, Avagav Dixiv, Artzucha, Didachin, the Shutfaslo. Even though it says singular possessive, your land singular, which seems to imply that if the land is owned by Shutfim, it's part from Bikurim. So Kas Rachmana, Bikure, Kalasher Ba Artzucha. It says Bikure, Kalasher Ba Artzucha. So that teaches me that even when it's Kalasher Ba Artzum, it should be. That's what it changes to on the side. Artzucha wouldn't work. We need it to be plural. So since it says it in plural, so that's how we know that even shall shut from his chayiv and bikurim. Ah, yela artzuch alamali. So what does the singular possessive do for me? Lemutei chutzlaretz. To tell me that there's no chayiv of bikurim from produce that comes from chutzla aretz. Example number 9 now. Tzitzis. Avagav de chas v'rachman k'suscha didachin dishut v'slo. Even though the pasuk says k'suscha, and therefore we would assume that only a personally owned garment is chayiv in tzitzis, but if a garment is owned by shutfim, it's potter from tzitzis. That's why it says Al-Kanfei Bigdehem in the plural, to tell me that even if a garment is owned by Shutfim, it's going to be Chayiv in Tzitzis. So what do I do with the singular possessive? So look at Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Yehuda. So just like we have a din by mezuzah, the Gemara associates the two dinim. Just like by mezuzah we have a din that for the first 30 days when you rent a house, you're pater from mezuzah. So to by tzitzis, if you borrow a garment for the first 30 days, you're pater from tzitzis. After 30 days, you become chayiv in tzitzis. Now this is halacha lemaisa, this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, atal shel shutfim is chayiv in tzitzis, because it says al kanfei bigdehem. The Shulchan Aruch actually quotes the drasha. That's a little bit odd that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the drasha. In the Artzos HaChayim, the Malbim's commentary on Aruch Chaim, the Malbim never didn't get too far in that commentary. He started writing Artzos HaChayim on Aruch Chaim. I think he stopped somewhere in Hilchos Tefillin. He didn't get very far. There's a Maisa, they say. I don't know if it's true, but they say a Maisa where the Malbim was in Pressburg once. He was visiting by the Chassam Sofer, and something happened. He was sitting somewhere by where the Chassam Sofer was supposed to be sitting, and someone the Chassam Sofer said to him, "That's not your makom." And he assumed that it meant that his makom is not in halacha, and he should stop writing in halacha. And he started only writing in Tanakh. I don't know, very strange story. But there's some story. He didn't finish, so he wrote several simanim Shulchan Aruch. But Baruch Hashem, at least we have Hilchos Tzitzis of the Artzos HaChaim. So in the Artzos HaChaim, he wonders. It's very strange. Shulchan Aruch quotes the drush over here. It says that Tal Shoshutim Tzchayim Tzitzis Dechsev Al Kanfei Bigdehem. It's not just that it's unusual for the Shulchan Aruch to quote the drasha, it's that our entire sugya is only within the sheet of Rabbi Lai. Remember, we started on Kuf Lamed Ayam and Aleph by saying that by Reish Sagez there's a machlokas whether Shul Shutfim is Chayiv or Pater. So Rabbi Lazar says Pater because whenever you have singular possessive, it tells you Shul Shutfim is Pater, and that's why we need a drasha to tell me why Shul Shutfim is going to be Chayiv in Sittis. Because we're assuming, like Rabbi Lai, that singular possessive would normally pater you. According to the Rabbanan, singular possessive doesn't pater you anyway. So you wouldn't even need this drasha. And we paskin like the Rabbanan. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elai. So ask the Artzos HaChaim, says, since the halacha, we paskin like the Rabbanan anyway, why would the Shulchan Aruch quote a drasha that's not la halacha? So, He has a long time. It's not going to get into it. But the bottom line is, over here, this halacha that Atal Shashut from Eschayiv is the basis for what it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura, that if, let's say, a shul talis, a person uses a shul talis, so that, and they're a member of the shul, then they should make a bracha on such a talis. So for some reason, the minhag has developed, and it's unclear why this minhag has developed, but for some reason the minhag has developed that when people use a shul talis because they forgot their talis at home, so then they do make a bracha. But when people use a shul talis for davening for the Amud or for getting an aliyah, for some reason they don't make a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman says that's the minhag. He tries to work on it, try to figure out where that minhag comes from. But he says that seems to be the widespread minhag. So some people are makbid about it, other people are not makbid about it. The minhag might come from just tircha d'tzibura. Someone calls you up for an aliyah and you run up to get an aliyah. So to stop and to make a bracha might be an issue of tircha d'tzibura. But still, it seems that meikra adin, if you read through the Pasha Pshat, in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, it should certainly be chayiv with the bracha. Okay, case number, what do we have to number 8, number, no, 10, last case, Makkah, the case of building a Makkah around your roof. Afagav, the Kasra Rachman, the Gagecha, didachin deshut faslo, even though it says Gagecha in the singular possessive, and therefore you would assume that a roof that's owned by partners would be putter from Makkah, so Kasra Rachman, ki yipol anofel mimenu. So that's why the pasuk says, keep an enough of menu, any roof that someone could fall off of. So it doesn't make a difference if it's owned by one guy, owned by partners. If someone could fall off of it, you got to put a mak on it. Ella Gagecha lemayasa. So what do we do with the singular possessive of Gagecha? Lemute bate knesios, bate midrashos. That comes to tell me that bate knesios, bate midrashos are not included in the mitzvah of building a makkah. If you look at Rashi, bate knesios she'ein chelek le'echad mehen bo, sha'af lebnei ever hayamhu. Va'od she'eno beis dira. So he says, what distinguishes a beis haknesses from a bayis shel shutfim? Isn't a beis haknesses just a place that's owned by all the members of the community? So why is that any different than a bayis that's owned by shutfim? So Rashi says there are two distinctions. First of all, a beis haknesses is not owned by the members of the community. It's owned by the members of Klal Yisrael. Someone comes from out of town and they're in the neighborhood for a day. They can come into the shul. They have no. We're not allowed to say, oh, this isn't your shul. It's absolutely their shul. Everyone could come into a Beis HaKnesses, no matter where you are, even B'nai Eivar Ayam. And furthermore, it's not a Beis Dira. So it's different than a Bayis Shel Shutfim, because it's not a Bayis at all. It's not a Beis Dira at all. That's what distinguishes Batei Knesios from a Bayis Shel Shutfim. Fine. Amar of Bibi Barabai, lesnu lahani klali. The tiny behemoth shushut from chayevus bibuchora. Rabbi Lai potra says we don't really hold of everything we just said. Meaning all these rules that are all based on Rabbi Lai. Rabbi Lai's idea that singular possessive always excludes shutfim unless you have an extra drasha to include shutfim, says we don't really hold that way, because we have a brisa that says that a behemoth shushut from chayev in bechora. Rabbi Lai is potters from bechora. My time is Rabbi Lai d'chsiv b'karcha v'tzomcha. I v'chsiv b'karchem v'tzomchem. So what about the fact that it also says it in plural? D'kulu Yisrael. That's referring to all of Klal Yisrael. So Amar Rav Chanina Misura, lesnu lani klali. Rav Chanina Misura also says lesnu lani klali. He also says that which Rava says, that Rabbi Lai is going to be mode in these cases. I mean, it's not, now we're not talking about whether we pass on Rabbi Lai. We're saying, for the last Amud, we've been saying that even though Rabbi Lai holds singular possessive excludes shutfim, Rava came up with 10 examples where there are other drashas that include shutfim. Because whenever you have singular possessive and also plural possessive, we assume the plural possessive comes to include shutfim, and the singular possessive must be used for something else, like shutfim, sovid, kachavim. So we're saying, nah, that's not really true. Because we find that in the case of Bikurim, for instance, we just said that there's singular possessive, and there's plural possessive, and Rabbi Lai still holds that shel shutfim is pater, even though there's plural possessive. What does he do with the plural possessive? That's the kuli Yisrael, that every Jew is chayiv in this mitzvah. But it's not saying that if it's owned by multiple people, you're chayiv. No, if it's owned by multiple people, shel shutfim is still be pater. And Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, similar drasha, a similar argument against Rava. Less nilani klali, detanya behemus hashutfim chayevus matanos for Rabbi Lai poter. We have a brisa that Rabbi Eloi holds that a behemoth of shutfim is pater from matanos. My taima, yalef nesin nesin miresh sagez. Why is it pater from matanos? Because we learn nesin nesin miresh sagez. Malan shutfim slow, afkan to shutfim slow. Just like by resh sagez, there's no chiv on shutfim. So too by matanos. So v'isal kadaitach b'truma. V'isal kadaitach b'truma michayev nelf nesin nesin mitruma. But if you hold that produce that's owned by shutfim is chayev in truma, like Rava wanted to say, Rabbi Lai would hold, then you should learn from truma instead that you're chayev by matanos of shutfim. El shemar mina b'truma naim poter. Must be that Rabbi Lai holds your potter by truma as well. So basically, Rava quoted 10 drashos where even Rabbi Lai will be moda shel shutfim is chayev, and these amoraim are saying no, Rabbi Lai is not really moda by any of those drashos that shel shutfim is chayev. Rabbi Lai holds in all these cases, shel shutfim is chayiv, as long as it's singular possessive, shel shutfim is going to be pater. That is Rabbi Lai Shita. Fine, period. Now what the Gemara is going to do is say as follows. Rabbi Lai's drasha was based on a connection between the first half of the pasuk of Reishis and the second half of the pasuk of Reishis, meaning he linked the halachos of Trumas and Maestros with the halachos of Reish Sagez. So says the Gemara, if we're really going to link the halachos of Truma to the halachos of Reish Sagez, so then there should be several details of halacha that apply to Reish Sagez that should be derived from Truma. And yet we find that these halachos don't exist, that we don't apply certain details of the halacha of Truma to Reish Sagez. So we are going to give, from here through Amud Beis, 7 examples of suggested halachos that we should learn about Reish Sagez from Truma. So says the Gemara, number 1. So if Truma applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz, so we say the same thing about Matanos and Reish Sagez for that matter, that it's only Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. So Rabbi Yossi Minarvil in Rabbi Yosef ben Arvil says, yeah, we do learn that halacha. That's actually true. Vatanya, this Vatanya is benichusa, the Vatanya, just like we saw in the Braisa. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Matanos, Rabbi Loi Omer, Matanos ein noagin bo el ba'aretz. Ein noagin el ba'aretz, the din of Matanos, we're only noag in Eretz Yisrael. So yeah, in a chinami, that it's only noag in Eretz Yisrael. V'chenoi Rabbi Loi Omer, Resh Sagez ein noag el ba'aretz, and Resh Sagez also, we're only noag in Eretz Yisrael. My time is Rabbi Loi, where does Rabbi Loi get this from? Amarav, a yell of Nesina, Mitruma, because he learns it out from Truma. Matruma, Baritin, Bechutz Laretz Lo, Afresh Sagez, Baritin, Bechutz Laretz Lo, just like Truma is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, Resh Sagez also, only knowing in Eretz Yisrael is not knowing in Chutz Laretz. Number two, halacha number two that we're going to suggest we should learn from Truma. Amalei Abaye, Ima Truma Toveles, Afresh Sagez Toveles. If you don't take Truma, your produce is called Tevel, separatist of the rice. It's not just Chulin and Truma that are Murav and Zebizet that are mixed together. There's a separate Shem Isser called Tevel. All of the produce is called Tevel. So if there's such a din by Truma that prior to separating the Truma, the whole thing is Tevel, why don't we say that by Rish Sagez as well? Prior to giving any of the shearings, all of the shearings should have a Shem Tevel. Amrlei, so he said back, no, Amr Krav, Vereshes Gez Soncha Titein Lo. And what we learn from there is, Ein L'chabo Elamireshiso Ve'elach, that it only has a special status from the time of the Reshes, from the time that you separate something as the Reshes Hagez. Prior to that, there is no special status, so there is no shame acher, there is no other shame that you can call it by, like Tevel. Okay, number three, halacha number three, we're going to suggest that we should apply from Truma to Reshes Hagez. Ima Truma chayav mala misa v'chomesh, Afresh Sagez chayav mala misa v'chomesh. Truma, you're chayav misa v'chomesh. If you eat Truma, Zar goes and eats Truma, he's chayav misa v'chomesh. So Resh Sagez also, you should be chayav misa v'chomesh if you eat Resh Sagez. So the fact tells us, what do you talk? Eat Resh Sagez? Resh Sagez is shearings of wool. Who the heck is eating Resh Sagez? Well, how can you apply such a halacha? The fact tells us, Resh Sagez lo shaykh be'achila, ve'in b'truma chomesh elo ba'achilasa. The only way you're chayav v'chomesh by Truma is when you eat it. So you have to say that the equivalent of eating truma in the world of Resh Sagez is getting hana'a from the wool, that counts as the eating, even though it's obviously not eating, since that's the primary hana'a, just like by truma, the primary hana'a would be eating, so you'd be chai v'chomesh. So the havamin is that you should be chai v'chomesh for benefiting from Resh Sagez. Tosa Rush writes further that even if there's no hana'a, even if hana'a is not considered like achila, and you're not going to be chayv misa v'chomesh Resh Sagez, the Gemara's kasha is still on matanos, meaning the Gemara's kasha maybe wouldn't be about Resh Sagez, but we could still ask the same kasha about Zerah L'Chayayim Mekeva, because all of these kashas are not just about Resh Sagez, they're about applying these dinim of truma to Resh Sagez and to matanos. So even though the Gemara used the term Resh Sagez in imposing this kasha, it's because that's the context that we're talking in, but really the kasha would still work in terms of matanos. So anyway, Amar Kra, so why do we talk and not say that there's a chiyuv chomesh? Amakra umesu bo v'yosef alav. Alav lo al resh sagez. We darshan that from eating truma you are chayiv misa and you have to be mosif a chomesh. So we darshan alav lo al resh sagez. On it, on truma, but not on resh sagez. Bo v'lo b'resh sagez, and you die from it, you chayv misa from it, from eating truma, but not from eating resh, not from using resh sagez. Okay, question number four of halachas that we should apply from truma to resh sagez. Ima truma rishon v'shein yachreha, af resh sagez rishon v'shein yachreha, by truma, after you give truma, you're not done yet. You then have to give ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni. There's a whole series of matanos. So why don't we say the same thing for resh sagez, that after giving resh sagez, there's a whole series of matanos. Why don't we just stop at resh sagez? Very strange kasha. The achronim are bothered by this. In the Bir Yosef, quotes from the Shalma Yosef. You don't need to be the Shalma Yosef to ask this kasha. I don't know who the Shalma Yosef is, but the kasha is very obvious kasha. What does the chiv ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni have anything to do with truma? They're two totally separate chiyuvim. The Mishnayos talk about it. If the Levi is makdim and he takes his ma'aser rishon before the truma, it's not really tali in the truma. It's just that the seder advarim of your chiyuvim is first you take care of your mitzvahs truma, then you take care of your mitzvahs ma'aser rishon, etc. But the chiyuv ma'aser rishon has nothing to do with truma. So what does it mean that it's part of the nature of truma is that yesh achareha chiyuv, that there's a rishon v'sheni? I don't know, very, very strange. So, but anyway, says Gemara, I'm called Rashis. Ein l'chabo, ela Rashis bilvad. The Rashis Sagez, we darshan, since it says Rashis, that Rashis is the only chiyuv. Chayiv. Says the Gemara Vayter, the fifth suggestion we should learn from Truma, Ima Truma Mechadash Aliyashon Lo, Afresh Hageiz Mechadash Aliyashon Lo. By Truma, you're not allowed to give, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma from new stuff to cover old stuff. So Resh Hageiz, we should say the same thing. Says Gemara In, Vatanya, Hoyelo Shrei Rechelos, Gozaz V'Niach, Shnaim V'Shalosh Hashanim, Ein Mitztarfos. So if you're gathering small amounts of shearings over the course of years, they're not mitzarif to each other. But hachamish mitzarfos, if it were five, it's mitzarif. Vatani ain't mitzarfos, but the Brisa just said that it's not mitzarif. El shemayim no, hadrabbanan. So you see that it's taka subject to this machlokas. Rabbi and the rabbanan, Rabbi Lo, who learns from truma, will say just like by truma, you can't give min achadash aliyashan. We'll say bereshis hageiz also, you can't give min achadash aliyashan. The rabbanan who think that there's no link between the truma mentioned at the beginning of the pasuk of reshis tegancha and the reshis hageiz will say that you're not going to learn from truma, and therefore even though by truma you don't give min achadash aliyashan, bereshis hageiz you can give min achadash aliyashan. Okay, suggestion number six from truma. Ima truma gadol b'chiyuv chayiv gadol b'ptur pater. By truma, that which grows while under the ownership of a Jew is chayiv in truma. That which grows under the ownership of a guy is pater from truma. Afresh sagez nami gadol b'chiyuv chayiv b'pater pater. So we say the same in afresh sagez. Let's say I buy a sheep that already has a lot of wool on it from a guy, and then I shear it. So at the time that I sheared it, I already own the sheep. So we should say that I'm pater because when the wool grew, it grew biptur, it grew under the ownership of a guy. Why don't we say that? So says the Gemara, well, before we figure out why we don't say that by Resh Sageiz, let's figure out why we do say that by Truma, or how we even know that that's true by Truma. V'gabi Truma minolan. Where do we know that by Truma, that that's the case, that which grows b'ptur is pater. Titani Yisrael shalakach sada b'Surya mevichavim. A Jew buys a field in Surya from a guy. Why dafka in Surya? Because Rashi points out in Surya we assume there's yesh kinyan lovichavim lafgeh mian meiser. That it's dafka in Surya, the ownership of a guy is enough to exempt the field from meiser. But in Eretz Yisrael we assume that you're going to have to be ma'aser al hakol because ain't kinyan lovichavim lafgeh mian meiser. If a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, it's still going to be chayv in meiseros. So that's why we dafka want to give an example in Surya. So a Jew buys a field in Surya Me'ovet Chavim. So if he buys the field before it's one third grown, he's going to be chayiv in Trumas Ma'aseros from the field. Once it's a third grown that he buys it, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv b'tosefes v'cham potrin. Rabbi Akiva says the additional growth you're going to be chayiv in, but not the initial growth from when you bought it. And the Chum say you're potter. So that's where we see that by truma that which grew b'ptur you're potter from giving Trumas Ma'aseros. V'chite ma'achinami. And so if you can say okay, so maybe the same is true Bereish Sageiz as well, that if you buy a sheep that's already laden with wool, that you're going to be potter. But halakeh son of ikhavim potter mesh sagez. If you buy shearings from a guy, you're potter mesh sagez. But hatson oligzal is chayiv. But if you buy a sheep that's ready to be shorn, then you're going to be chayiv. So why don't we learn from Truma? Says Gemara again, masisin lok Rabbi Lai. Enachinami, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Lai and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lai would hold that we would learn from Truma. But the brisa that you're quoting that says that you're potter in when you buy a sheep that's laden with wool from a guy, will hold like the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Lai and Achinami would hold that you're chayiv. Now the seventh and second to last, there are eight in total, seventh question of halachas we should learn from Truma to Resh Sageiz. Ima Truma mimin al sheina mina lo, af Resh Sageiz mimin al sheina mina lo. So by Truma we have a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafresh mimin al sheina mina. I can't take Truma from my grapes to cover my grain. You have to take each min on its own, has to have its own hafrashas Truma. So why don't we say the same thing with Resh Sageiz? Each type of shearing should have its own separate chiyuv, and you can't give mimin al sheina mina. So says Mar, well, v'gabi truma minolin. How do you know that that's true by truma? That min al sheino min al lo. Titania ha'ilo shnei minei te'en v'shcharos u'levanos v'chein shnei minei chitin ein tom rumas mizel ze. That we have a brisa that says that if you have two different types of figs, white ones and black ones, or two different types of wheat, you're not allowed to take trumas ma'isos from one type to cover the other type. Rabbi Yitzchak ha'om rishum Rabbi Lai v'shami ha'om ein tomrin u'be'sil ha'om tormin. Rabbi Yitzchak says in the name of Rabbi Lai that he understood that it was a machlokas b'sham b'silal, and that b'silal would hold you are allowed to be torim from one type to another type. But the way the Tanakhama understood understands it. It's not a machlokes b'sham v'salol. Everyone holds that you're not allowed to be Torim from one type to another type. So apparently we don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Rabbi Eli that it's a machlokas, because if we did, then we would hold like Beis Hillel that you are allowed to be. But we paskin like the Tanakama that you're not allowed to. So afresh sagez mimin al sheino mino lo. So why don't we say the same thing afresh sagez that you shouldn't be able to get to be Torim mimin al sheino mino. You shouldn't be not Torim. You shouldn't be able to give afresh sagez mimin al sheino mino. So says Gemara in. Yeah, that's exactly right. But none. How you lo beis minim shechufos ulevanos machalos. That if you have two different types of wool, you have animals that have more grayish wool and more white wool. So you give the reish sagez separately on each one. If you sell the shchufos and lo levanos, so then each one is chayiv in giving their own hafrasha of reish sagez. So says Gemara, really that's because it's min al sheino mino. Is that really the basis of that halacha? Elameata seifa dektani zecharim avlo nekevos zenos and atzmo zenos and atzmo. Let's say you sell only the male animals, not the female animals. So we assume that each person, one is mafresh on the zecharim, one is mafresh on the nekevos. Hachinam yishum to trei minininu. Why, you think that's because a zachar and a nekev are considered two separate minim? No, elayt satova kamashmalan delayt le mehai derakich. That we're giving an eitz tova that you should give a little bit from the softer type of wool and from the thicker type of wool. Hakanami eitz tova kamash from the leis l'mitarvayu, to give a little variety in your reish sagez, that it shouldn't be so monotonous that you're giving only from the white. So you give a little bit from the white, a little bit from the gray. That's all it is. It's eitz tova, but there is no din that it's aser to give me min al she'eno mino like there is by truma. So we're back to the question: why not? Why, if we learn it, if you hold like Rabbi Eli that reish sagez and truma are linked to each other, so why don't we learn the din that just like by truma you don't give me min al sheino mino, reish sagez also you don't give me min al sheino mino? So says Gemara, ukim l'masnisim to look Rabbi Eli. What are you asking, Kasha? We said that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Eli. In a chinami, Rabbi Eli would say that there is such a din of giving me min al sheino, that you're not allowed to give me min al sheino mino by reish sagez. The Mishnah doesn't look like Rabbi Eli. The Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. And the final kasha now, ima truma be inon reishes sheshira nikarin, af reish sagez sheshira nikarin. Let's say a person wants to make his entire field truma. He takes everything he's got, all of his produce, says it's all truma. There's no shear of truma in the Torah. The Mishnah tells us that in ayin bein this is zachem mechamishim, in ayin tova zachem mearbayim, in ayin ra zachem mishishim. But real chita achas is poteres is kalakri. But there's also no maximum shear. You can give as much as you want. So what if a person wants to give everything? He wants to make everything truma. So the halach is it doesn't count as truma, because truma means shira nikarim, that you leave something over. I'm taking truma from the produce. So why don't we say the same thing in reish sagez, that if you give all of your shearings, it doesn't count as reish sagez? Says Gemara in, we do say it reish sagez. Vatnan omer kol garni truma v'koli sasi chala lo omer klum. But frankly, Gemara, but wait a second. But we have a Mishnah that says that if a person says that I'm giving everything as truma, then it doesn't work. But the implication is hakol gizai reishis tavar of kayamin, that it sounds like if you're giving all of your gizos as the reishis, that it does work. The tiny idach lomer klum. But then there's another brayso that says it doesn't work by reishis sagez. Elav shmamina harabbi loy harabbanon shmamina. So again, it's subject to the same machlokas. Rabbi Loy holds that reishis sagez follows all the laws of truma, would say that you can't give everything as reishis sagez. But the rabbanon who hold that reishis sagez has nothing to do with truma would say by truma you're not allowed to give everything, but by reishis sagez you are allowed to give everything. Amrav Nachum Yitzchak idna no galma kahani tlas sabi. So Nachum Yitzchak just puts a little cherry on top of the sugya by making it, by wrapping it all up, and he says nowadays, this is a Gemara Pierce and Brachas as well. Nowadays the world is knowing like the following three old rabbis. Rabbi Eloi b'Reish Sagez, we pass him like Rabbi Eloi when it comes to Reish Sagez. The tiny Rabbi Eloi Omer Reish Sagez ain't noeg el ba'aretz. That Rabbi Eloi says Reish Sagez is only noeg in Eretz Yisrael, so we pass him that way. Ukrabi Yudu ben Mesera b'Divrei Torah, and we pass him like Rabbi Yudu ben Mesera when it comes to Divrei Torah. The tiny Rabbi Yudu ben Mesera Omer ain't Divrei Torah mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yudu ben Mesera holds Divrei Torah not mekabel tuma. What does that mean? What's that talking about? So this is why it appears in Brachas. Mesach's Brachas is a sugi over there about whether a bal keri needs tevila b'mikvah before he learns Torah, before he says brachos. So Takanas Ezra was that a balkari has to be tovel in a mikvah before he learns Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, no, what are you talking about? Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tumah. But because he's about Keri, this is going to be a problem with Divrei Torah. There's no such din that Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah, and therefore he does not require Tvila before learning Torah. And finally, Rabbi Yoshia Biklayim. And we pass on like Rabbi Yoshia in regards to Klayim as well. The Tanya Rabbi Yoshia Omer Lo Olamein Chayiv Achi Yisra Chito Sa'or V'chartzon V'mapolis Yad. The Rabbi Yoshia holds that it's not a violation of planting Klayim unless you plant Chito Sa'or V'chartzon all together and all within very close proximity to each other. And those are the three zakenim that he says that we pass on. Like, okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll start at the two dots. Chomer B'zrah.